Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
We've all seen images, and they put to the test two fundamental American principles. Excuse me. The first is the right to free speech and for people to peacefully assemble and make their voices heard. The second is the rule of law. Both must be upheld. We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But, neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail. Throughout our history, we've often faced moments like this because we are a big, diverse, free-thinking, and freedom-loving nation. In moments like this, there are always those who rush in to score political points. But this isn't a moment for politics. It's a moment for clarity. So let me be clear. Peaceful protest in America. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
He happens to be right that none of that is a peaceful protest. It took Joe Biden this long to make a statement? You mean after yesterday and Corinne Jean-Pierre just getting abused by Peter Ducey about why there's so much silence coming from the White House, why won't Joe Biden talk about this?
President Biden historically has spoken very forcefully about anti-Semitism. But this week, he's not. He's MIA. Is he that worried about losing the youth vote with these protesters?
I'm going to be mindful. You're talking about youth vote. You're talking about 2024.
Yeah, I can't talk about it because of the election. You don't want to just admit it. That's exactly why he hasn't said anything till now. A perfectly crafted statement, which wasn't perfect. And yes, they're kowtowing to the most leftist elements in the party. I mean, that's just what's happening. It's super obvious. Clear as day. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. Tomorrow, everyone. Take care.